We're back at it like a crack addict, ladies and gentlemen.
We back at it like a crack addict.
Wow. When I say crack addict, it's not the drug, it's the butt crack. just playing. Anyway. Island City, where the beach meets the streets. Dr. Cup Troy is in the building. This is your boy Q. Hey, where can people follow you on Instagram? Let's go ahead and put that out there before we forget.
So Instagram, I'm actually under doctora.cupchoy, but it's private. Oh. It's private though. So they could do the dra.cupchoy, right? And they could message me and I'd be happy to add. But they can also find me on my website, which is lanicupchoy.com, lanicupchoy.com. And I have a list of, you know, my films, right? They can find more info about Aloha Soul Food and just other creative projects that I'm working on, like Ilantrification, right? I'm working on trying to complete that project. That's my upcoming one right now, right? Looking at issues that are emerging from, you know, from Maui specifically.
Yeah, and you actually, and not to kind of let the cat out the bag or anything like that, but you spent some time out there in the 808 capturing the stories of the Kanaka folks and just folks in Hawaii.
Yes,
in general, right?
Yes. And you know, it's interesting. I'll talk a little bit about it. So I spent like lots of time, like weeks, right? Maybe about 5-6 weeks total that I was out there really documenting their stories. And it wasn't only Kanaka. It was also Samoan, right? Tongan, right? A lot of folks that are experiencing what we call land rights issues, right? They're basically being pushed off their lands. And a lot of it has to do with what they call McMansions, right? The phenomenon of McMansions and water rights. And so it's just been a battle, you know, and a struggle for a lot of these folks. So, you know, it's an honor for me to like not only spend the time to document this, but I'm taking my time on it because it's such an important story and I want to make sure that I cover it. And part of the issue is what we call iwi. There, some of this land actually has iwi or burials by folks that have been buried there, but have been desecrated over time.
And not to cut you off, but you said iwi.
Iwi.
Is that what?
Yes.
Okay. What is that? What is that?
So iwi. Iwi is the nice word for remains, right? Human remains.
Oh, okay.
They're the actual bones of people, right? That have been buried.
Oh,
so
wow.
Some of them, like when we call them iwi, right? We're not just saying, oh, we take care of bones, right? It just sounds weird. It sounds cooler when we say we take care of the iwi of our kupuna, right? That's how we say it.
Iwi.
Yeah, iwi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's spelled IWI. But
the W sound like a V sound.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of these places were battle sites, right? And there goes the angels again, right?
I know.
There it is. That's a kupuna talking right there, right? Yeah. So the you know, they were battle sites, and these human remains were there. But then, like in the 50s and 60s, they started getting a lot of major construction, building on top of it. And so what we're finding is in some of these sand dunes, as you know, it's emerging, there's iwi there. So some of these folks that are family members from, you know, or have ancestors that are buried there are now claiming, you know, we cannot just be building buildings wherever we want. There's a process, right?
Right.
Or houses, or even commercial, like houses and commercial development as well.
Wow. You know, I mean, as you're mentioning that, you know, one commonality between all of those issues is really respect, right? It's
right.
Like, how do you respect the land? How do you respect the people? And how do you treat others? So I'm looking forward to that. Again, when does that come out?
I believe my date is, it's gonna drop probably late November. Late November is when I'm gonna drop that. I wanna do it in the holiday.
Of this year.
Yes,
Well, you definitely got to come back so we can help push that.
Okay.
Because that's just automatic. I want to ask you this before we let you go. How has your life changed since becoming an award-winning filmmaker?
Oh my gosh.
You get stopped in the street? Do you like, is there autographs that, you know, paparazzi follow you? What's going on with Dr. Cup Troy?
Unfortunately, the life of a filmmaker, we do not get stopped like, you know, singers, celebrities, and, you know, influencers. We don't, right? We go more into like the boring festivals where, you know, we do, you know, panels and people ask us questions. But I will tell you this, you know, where my life has changed actually with students, with like, I'm talking about like children, and I'll share this because this is related to Aloha Soul Food. So I'm gonna share a little bit, which, you know, it may sting some people, but I gotta be real, because if I'm gonna be Kanaka, I gotta represent. And Islanders, as Islanders, it's been very difficult to break into the industry because we don't have a lot of film festivals that really cater to our work, right, and showcase it. And unless you, and I'm talking about independent world, right? And unfortunately, film festivals tend to, well, they're limited to the to what they include. And if you're a celebrity, you have a higher likelihood of your pieces getting selected. That being said, right. You know, in the state of Hawaii, I feel very blessed that I had some colleagues at University of Hawaii Manoa College, Maui College, who invited me to come in and to speak to their students and do a screening with Aloha Soul Food. And I got so emotional when I was there. Because some of these students had seen my work before and heard of me. And I was really surprised. I'm like, you've heard of Truth Seekers? Like, wow. Yeah, because my teacher taught it to me. They showed it to us in class, so we saw Truth Seekers, wow. Right? Yeah, and so I almost wanted to cry because when they saw Aloha Soul Food, it was that much more meaningful that they were like, what do we need to do to start telling our own stories? How do we get cameras? And, you know, we can't afford them, but what do we do? And I'm like, you know, my answer was, you need to start documenting it, even if it's with your own camera phone, you know, and start telling your story. And it broke my heart because I said, ourselves as islanders, we need to start reinvesting back into our youth and our communities and getting people to start filming and telling their stories, you know, instead of like, and I'm going to put this out delicately, but instead of having our stories being appropriated out and misrepresented, we need to start telling our stories ourselves. So my life has changed in the sense that I felt like I impacted students, but not in the celebrity sense. You know what I mean? It was more just, you know, meeting very beautiful souls that just care about, you know, trying to tell their stories through film.
I love it. I love it. Dr. Lonnie Cupchoy in the building, Island City, where the beach meets the streets. Once again, make sure you guys capture. If you guys are in any of these cities, I'm going to just go ahead and announce it. OC Film Fest going down October 13th through the 27th. Silicon Valley Asian Film Festival, October 28th through the 29th. For more information on that, svapfilmfest.org.
Yeah.
Change Fest in New York, 10/13. In LA right here, 10/27. And for more information, go to socialchange.org. Site. It has been an honor. Thank you for hanging out with your boy Q.
Yes.
And you know, this is home for you, right? You're definitely Ohana of the station. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Anything you want to say to the people out there? Any last minute shout outs you want to give Dr. Cupchoy?
Just shout out to all the Islander communities out there, for real. Like, I know, you know, we've been coming out of pandemic, but there's a lot of folks on the real that have been working hard on the daily grind. And have been going through a lot of mental, emotional health issues. So just sending all of you a lot of love, a lot of aloha and mana to just keep going, you know, and don't stop. You know, you just keep doing what you're doing. Just breathe, you know, and it's beautiful. Just keep doing what you're doing. Lots of aloha to you.
I love it. And, you know, whenever we talk about mental health, we want to make sure that we give out some resources for those folks who are, you know, just want somebody to talk to. Why don't you give our friends at the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Service Administration's National Helpline, 1-800-662-HELP. That's 1-800-662-4357. That's Dr. Cupchoy. This is your boy Q. We're going to get back into more music. A little something like this. Y'all are tuned in to Island City, where the beach meets the streets.
Look back, take that trip up down to where we've been. Those times are the times we wish would never end. But baby, partly, but not for more than half. To do. All right, all right, all right. you showed. And now be home at 8, girl, I said, hey. Now I sit around and I think about, then I go about doing same old things. See, all the simple days seem so far.